just me or is this table like not in the front? It's supposed to be this.
Boyne County Board of Supervisors, January 28th, 2020. Are there any changes to the tenure agenda? I have none. We have department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. We're just preparing for the special election to be held March the 3rd. We have the ballots ordered. They should be coming shortly. And I'll probably let everybody know the meeting will be open. You'll be available for absentee voting.
Jack James, Land Use.
Good morning. Things are going well. We've had several floodplain permits coming through the last couple of weeks. And then we're waiting on several subdivisions. Actually had one in the mailbox here that we're waiting on this morning. So those will be coming, hopefully more will be coming through here in the next couple of weeks that we'll get out for review. And then next week, we will have an appointment too for the zoning commission. We have one vacancy still, and we've got somebody to fill that position that we'll bring forward next week, so. That's it.
Thank you. Doug Irvine.
Good morning.
Correctional Center.
Everything's going real well. Population this morning is 94, and we're waiting to take four to prison either today or tomorrow. And the good news on that, three of those are out of county, so it'll be pulling from Lee County.
Thanks, Doug. Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. Nothing really to report at this time. I'll keep watching the governor's recommendation for funding of mental health. I guess that's been some new articles in the paper on that, but.
I saw we got email on, I haven't had a chance to read it yet.
I'm not an expert on that yet, I don't know. But taking that penny sales tax and dividing it up and then dropping levies down, and so we'll see what happens in the legislature with all that.
I'm familiar with the initial proposal. Has it changed?
Don't
worry about it. We aren't gonna go through it now. I'm not gonna subject anybody else to that.
Yeah, we've been saying we need funding, we need sustainable funding, but my fear is anytime you put the state in charge of the funding, sometimes they've taken it away after a year or two. So I want it to be sustainable for the future is my main concern.
You're way too cynical. Colin Pierce, IT.
I just keep busy like always, but nothing new to report, so.
Thanks, Colin. Chris Week Conservation.
Good morning. This week is our statewide county conservation employees conference. My staff will be up at that. And so back up ahead of that after this. So our main office will be closed. We'll have somebody staff in the nature center.
Thank you. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Thanks to my guys. We worked a number of hours this weekend, and I guess it all rolls together. It's probably sometime late last week, too, but it just seemed like every time you turned around, you felt like you were ahead, and then it, you know, you got a half inch of snow overnight and turned everything nice again. So, so I think pavements are in good shape. Gravels are just hit or miss. The guys are still working. A lot of spots, we got some rock showing. Some spots, it's still just a pack. I mean, if you get into one of those spots and kind of go through it, there's an inch plus of ice and snowpack on some of those spots. So guys are still roughing it up, and it seems like an odd thing to say, but right now they've got some 40s in, I think, Sunday and Monday next week, and we're gonna go from ice to slop. And which we need to get rid of the ice, but we won't be hauling any rock, so it's gonna turn around and freeze back up. So, but either way, we're still working along. Like I said, gravel roads are hit or miss. Some places they're okay, and some places they're slick as all get out, and just the way it is. If you have somebody, just have them call, and we'll get the spot passed on to the guys, and they can work on it. Had a request for us to come out on the private property and deal with ice for a subdivision. We won't do that. I want to just note that. It was mentioned that they pay a lot of taxes, and I appreciated that, but I'm afraid we might never get done with the county roads if we started that. So So those subjects come up because everybody's kind of fighting it, so.
And I got a couple of those text alerts about freezing drizzle. Is there anywhere in the county that hit freezing drizzle or?
Oh yeah, yesterday actually.
I mean, this morning?
This morning has not. I think it's more for us, more a little bit in the afternoon. Yesterday, that really caused us some trouble. We actually brought the guys in at 5 yesterday morning. And it didn't hurt our pavements, but to give you an example of the difference, the residual we had on our paved roads of the leftover salt and sand took care of it, but if you went out and hit a bridge on a county on a gravel road, they were ice from that drizzle. So it was just borderline of it being a real problem, but pavements held fine. It didn't help the gravels, but when we warmed up in the afternoon, that took care of it, so. So it's just, and there sounds like that's the kind of forecast for today, tomorrow, a little bit too. So that's the trend we're in right at the moment.
Thanks, Brian. Yep. Rodney Buesner, maintenance. I bet you're familiar with ice.
Yeah. we've been busy the last week or so. Kind of echo what Brian said. We've just been busy trying to keep up with that. Every time I say you think you get ahead, you got some more down. So. Makes it difficult during the day with everybody around and all the business, but the department's done a really good job of keeping up with that, so appreciate it. We've got a couple agenda items, and also want to take a quick moment. We do have a personnel action here, but I would like to take a quick moment to thank Kathy. Kathy's been with us for over 24 and a half years. So
how many?
24 and a half years, so.
I would have never guessed you were that old. Started when she was 12. There you go.
So I wanted to take a quick moment to thank her for her service to Des Moines County and her faithful dedication to our department. So thank you, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy. Yeah. You enjoy your retirement.
Plan on it.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Krista Pogemiller, local health.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. I do have an agenda item today.
Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. I really don't have much for you. I'm getting all the OSHA logs out for everyone, all the departments to get them posted. So I'll be on the road a little bit today. If you need me, call my cell phone. Other than that, that's all I got.
Rep. Grimshaw, Sheriff's Office.
Good morning. We did have a little mishap on the ice. One of our patrol cars went in the ditch. There is some damage to it. Don't really know how much yet. We've gotten a couple estimates. And we're waiting for the ICAP adjuster to come down and take a look at it to figure out what they're going to do with it.
Any injuries?
No injuries. Just slid off the ice and turned sideways into the ditch. And
the airbags did deploy, though, so he felt that.
Both airbags deployed, the side curtain airbags, and that's, I guess, it gets expensive when you start replacing airbags.
I think so, yeah. That's harder on your face sometimes, too, isn't it?
Yeah. He had some ringing in his ears or something.
Yeah, he couldn't hear for a little while afterwards. So.
But he's okay. I mean, he worked the next night. He's good to go, so. But we'll be getting with you about the results of this. Estimated it's going to come down and look at the car. So
I can understand that ringing in his ears. I hit a deer and most of my airbags went off. It sounded like a double barrel shotgun.
Yeah.
That's just exactly the way to describe it.
They have a lot of power. People need to understand how much power they have. That's why there's so much about infants being in the back seat and you shouldn't have your dogs in the front seat. Yeah. I don't know how many friends I've had their dogs get killed by an airbag.
On the grass and all that. Did all that abrasion, you know, on your skin. It's not good.
Hope I never find out. Not the rest of you either. Thanks, Brett.
That's it. Yeah, no problem.
Didn't miss anybody. Okay. Correspondence. I have none.
I have none.
Speed to discussion and vote. We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $354.29 and non-cash taxable reimbursements in the amount of $16.21.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have an agreement with Anderson Larkin, the county's auditor, for, I believe it's a 3-year agreement, isn't it?
Yes, we usually have an agreement for 3 fiscal years.
3 years. And the price stays the same through the, I believe it's the same as it is this year. So that hasn't gone up, won't go up for another 3 years. So we've gotten along quite well.
Move to accept.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Minneapolis Law Enforcement Agreement for fiscal year 21. $77,599.34, it's a round number. Anyway, it's effective July 20th, July 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2021. And that's been negotiated, as discussed, and with them, so.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a service master janitorial agreement for cleaning services.
This means it's basically an annual agreement. It's just a year agreement we've had in the last couple of years. It's for the sheriff's office, health department, and county attorney's office. So they've been doing a great job. So we've asked for approval of the contract.
Janitorial services for the sheriff's office are $9,360. For the health department is $7,020. And for Des Moines County attorney is $4,680.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We also have a contract for porter cleaning, janitorial agreement for courthouse cleaning services.
This is a new one with Kathy's retirement through a past practice. Through attrition, we looked at contracting these services out, so I went and got some estimates. Received 3 quotes for the cleaning here at the courthouse. Service master was $39,204 a year. Hope Haven was $35,687.51. And then porter cleaning was at $32,100. So you can check their references, and we would ask for approval of the porter cleaning quote for $32,100.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rodney. We have the 2020 Pioneer Cemetery Commission officers and membership. Gentlemen, at the Pioneer Cemetery Commission meeting held Tuesday evening, 10 December 2019, members elected Herb Price as the chairman, Steve Stoller as vice chairman, and Wendell Biggs as the secretary treasurer for the 2020 calendar year, same as last year. Terms of Wendell Biggs, Mike Bloomer, and Alan Moore were approved for 3 more years until January meeting of 2023. Mark Weiler has been added as an associate member. 9 active members and the expiration date of each member are listed in the attached membership list. The list also includes our associate members. Des Moines County Pioneer Cemetery Commission list is dated January 1st, 2020 is attached. Regards, Wendell Biggs. accepted that or what? I think we probably should approve it.
Okay, we move to approve. Second that. These people, we owe them a big thanks for what they do for the cemetery.
I say, we do.
It's one of the work stations you sit in on the budget time. Kind of rewarding to see what they do.
No offense to anybody here, but it's most enjoyable work session. Budget hearing. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Roper?
Yes. We have four appointments to the Des Moines County Board of Health. We have Sarah Goff, Jeff Healy, Dr. Francis Jackson, and Deb Trousel.
Move to approve. All four of them. Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Roper?
Yes. Personnel actions. We have a personnel action for the auditor's office. Angie, is it Pates?
Pates.
Pates. Clerk 2, a 6-month step increase. Her previous rate was $26,303.72. The new rate is $30,523.49.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Roper?
Yes. Personnel action for the maintenance department. Kathy Kyle, custodian, retired after what, 23 and a half years?
24 and a half.
24 and a half years. That's close.
I did fail to mention too, we are going to have a little retirement reception for her here Friday afternoon between 2 and 4. Everybody is welcome to come and wish her well.
Okay. Where at here?
Up here in the boardroom, yep.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. Every time I see her, she's told me how many days she has left for a couple months now.
Me too.
Yeah, she compared notes. See what it said.
We have a personnel action for the county attorney's office. Roberta Ford, collections clerk. Unpaid time off is 18.91 hours.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have minutes for the regular meeting of January 21st. Oh, I'm going to give that to you. Sorry, Bob.
That's all right.
Minutes for the regular meeting of January 21st, 2020.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
None.
I have none. Future agenda items.
I have none.
Committee reports.
I don't know if I did anything or slept off this week. No, I had a reason for planning meeting. I don't think of it. They do good work, as always. I had a early childhood Tuesday, and it was really interesting. We served 60 families in Des Moines County in early childhood. Then they give a presentation on how to handle little kids, and it was kind of nice because I've got my wife's two little grandkids who are right in that age group. So I found out what I should be doing, what I shouldn't be doing.
Never hurts to know that.
No. But and then I had a Iowa workforce meeting last night, and we're still trying to get Region 16 in compliance, so we're working on that. So I'll give you more information as it comes. Okay. That's it.
I attended an emergency management meeting, passed the fiscal 21 budget. But the commission also voted 4-2 to put DESCOM on the emergency management budget. I'm not aware, but I don't think that means anything until DESCOM's 28E is changed. They want the 28E bylaws to change so DESCOM can be funded. They want to change the funding of DESCOM so it can be funded through emergency management. The implication is that when DESCOM 28E expires on June 30th, the county will have to submit to their demands or the county will be out.
We'll be out.
That's the implication.
Wait,
I got.
Was that what was said?
Nope. That just said, they just said, well, they said it'll be up, the 28th. Sort of left that way in there.
Did you guys record the meeting? The audio?
I don't have anything to do with emergency management except sit on that. There was not. I'm surprised you weren't there. Anyway, so the...
no comment.
So the cities don't appear interested in having the county participate in the communication group unless the county picks up the tab. The whole thing's predicated on the belief that the county has no choice but to accept any budget that Emergency Management Commission wants to pass. Not only does that put the county on the hook for 100% of DESCOM costs, it also means that this board or any future board supervisors would have no choice but to accept any future budget they present. That doesn't strike me as a very attractive scenario. And who in their right mind would willingly agree to fund a budget someone else controls? Anyway, the board has a this board has a fiduciary responsibility to the citizens of Des Moines County. They want us to fund a budget they control. Anyway, that's I know I'll have to.
Wait, can I ask one more question?
Sure.
I know it's not open, but time. So is the budget, the DESCOM budget that they're trying, is this for the fiscal 20?
Oh, that'd be next
21?
Year. We passed the fiscal 21 budget.
Okay.
It goes
but
into effect
for,
June 30th.
Okay.
I mean July 1st.
But this is for 2022 or?
They just voted that they can do that, or that's what they wanted to do. The vote was 4-2. The sheriff and I voted against it.
To fund DESCOM in 21?
We're in 21. That's the budget we're doing now. So it would be, they didn't say fiscal 22. They just voted that they would like to fund DESCOM.
Okay.
Or have DESCOM funded through emergency management.
Okay.
The mayor of West Burlington put on a little PowerPoint. And so I had some points I wanted to make. And I made those. I'm not going to go through all that now.
I can't believe I missed that.
But anyway, so, and they all, so anyway, so the cities voted, and the sheriff and I voted, we did not agree with that. And I don't know how all this works out legally, except that, like I said, this ties a hand to this board. If we're the only elected body in Des Moines County that is elected countywide to control the budget of Des Moines County. If we do this, we don't control the budget. They can add a $1 million plus budget, just present it to us. Say, here you go. Anyway, I'm of the opinion it might not go as smoothly as they think.
Well, I would have to think then we'd have to go back and tell our sheriff's department to figure out how to put a
It isn't on the agenda, so I don't think probably this is a good time to do that. But we will have to have a work session on this sometime in the very near future to discuss what we think it means and what the options are, if any, that are attractive or unattractive.
Isn't there a clause in there on that 2080 that we've got that
everybody
entities
everybody
have to agree to it?
Except that 2080 expires. It dissolves in June 30th. So it doesn't exist apparently, or it can go away, and then if the county goes its own way, we can go back to walkie-talkies. For smoke signals.
Well, carrier pigeon.
But anyway, so I throw that out there so you gentlemen can roll that around in your heads a little bit. And that's the only meeting I attended. I did go to the eggs and issues, and they'd asked me to address the property tax a little bit. Made a couple comments about the funding of mental health. Why state control that doesn't work very well. Public input. Anybody from the public would like to address the board?
Can I come from the public then and ask you a question? That's pretty serious. We need to take care of it right away, that DESCOM business. So we should start having work sessions on that sooner rather than later. Where's the emergency management think they're coming from?
Well,
who made
that? If you read in the paper, they've been talking about it since last summer.
Yeah.
And once they put it on the emergency management board, then they can whatever they vote for the
board.
Well,
I think that was the discussion starting in February.
Yeah,
that's
what they're focused on. Is it they'll saddle us with the budget, we pay for it, and they control it.
What the heck of a deal?
I'm pretty sure that the since it's in Boyne County, did not agree to have the city councils, Brunt and West Burlington, control their budget. But anyway, that's where it is. But that's what there is the belief is that once it gets onto emergency management, and there are some counties do that, some counties don't. Blackhawk County, Waterloo, they just renegotiated their 2080. And it's 10% population and 90% calls for service. Waterloo didn't like that because obviously they're the big city and they had more calls for service, but it used to be all calls for service. So now they've got, anyway, so it's legal to do a whole lot of ways. But it's always attractive to have somebody else pay for it.
But we don't get to say anything.
We can say anything, but you don't have very many votes. And that's all that counts.
County doesn't have to pay for it. They should have the majority of the votes.
That's right.
No, I don't think that's how the statute reads. Anyway, but that's either here or there. We're doing well on this. So public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, except Bob, please stand up, and give us your name and address for the record.
I carry a lot of weight here.
Seeing no one rise, we are adjourned. We will have a work session on the fiscal 20 budget immediately following this in about 5 minutes.